Welcome, everybody. This is Sticks and Bones. My name is Hector. This is episode number 10. This episode, I'm going to speak a little bit on the purpose of cleanings, spiritual cleanings, what they mean, the reason why you get spiritual cleanings, who's susceptible to be having to clean themselves spiritually. There's people that are more susceptible that need to be cleaning more often. They gotta maybe once or twice a week, depending. Everybody's different, and also there's different types of levels of cleaning, and we as practitioners guide ourselves with our Nganga to see what types of tools we need. Everybody's different. Each individual is different from everybody else, so the tools that are used are always different. The majority of the time, they're always different. Depending on, I mean, if you get a reading with a Tata and he tells you you need a cleaning, it could be a cleaning like for, you know, people talking bad about you, somebody thinking bad thoughts about you. Maybe you got an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend that just, you know, have negative thoughts about you. That affects your life in general. So sometimes we need a simple cleaning to rid ourselves of negative energies. Okay, so to start off, we have simple limpias, simple cleanings like we do with a lele. Lele is an egg. You could do simple ones with some herbs, some egg, and maybe some rum, some malafo, some sunga, some cigars, to get rid of simple negative thoughts, negative tongues around you at your home or at work or out and about. So these little simple cleanings, your practitioner would also like, he like, say if you come to me, I'll gift you some simple. If I see that my Nganga is telling me that this is all you have, just, you know, mouth and people's thoughts and stuff like that, I can gift you some simple, very simple cleanings like an egg or something like that you can do on your own. You don't need a practitioner or stuff like that. You don't need nothing heavy. The heavy ones are the heavy cleanings are, for example, rompimiento. Rompimiento is a cleaning that we do. It's a very, very, very intense cleaning that we do. We use a bunch of tools, stuff like that. When people need rompimientos, they have a lot of negativity around them that's, you know, affecting their life. It's a extreme cleaning. We use a bunch of tools. There's a lot of singing and praying involved. And the reason why we do this is because the Nganga tells us to clean you. There's hundreds of different types of cleanings we do. I mean, I'm sure in one episode I won't be able to tell you guys them all, but to let you guys know of all of them. But there's some other simple ones that we do also with the candle. You know, you can clean yourself with a candle, pray to it, and then just turn it on, stuff like that. You have to go to the right practitioner, the right Tata, somebody that's experienced, somebody that has experience and really tuned with his Nganga, because you can do some damage to, say, if you don't know what you're doing. The thing is that some people don't align with certain herbs or certain flowers. It's just the way the world is. Sometimes some people are allergic to a certain type of flower, to not even knowing, you know, a certain type of tree that they're allergic to. And if you go to a practitioner that's not experienced, that's not in tune with his Nganga enough to be able to see that, he can really, really mess you up. So I recommend you go to somebody you know, or somebody that knows, that recommends, that highly recommends somebody that knows what they're doing. This is very, it's a very delicate thing to do, because you don't want to mess nobody up. So go to somebody that really, really, really is in tune with their Nganga. These types of rituals that are done, these types of cleanings that are done, these strong ones are, you have to be, like I say, you got to be real experienced. You got to be able to call to have a connection with the elements of the earth, the four elements of the earth. You got to have a good connection with your spirits so he can guide you, so you can do a good job. And you're not only just cleaning a person like you clean your car or something. What you're doing is you're getting that negativity. This is the reason why we charge. So when you go to a practitioner and he cleans your encombo. Encombo is your body. If he cleans your body with something, with whatever it is, it's what we're doing is we're taking that negativity and we're taking it from you and we're putting it inside our Nganga. So you can't see it. The practitioner can feel it. He can feel it. We can feel it. And then after we take it away from you, you go home and you're good. And this is the reason why we charge. Some people charge a lot more than others. So once, say you come over here, you get a cleaning with me, I take that negativity from you and put it in my Nganga. And from there, we do something that I can't, it's a secret, so I can't really get too in-depth of what we do with it. But it's not like you could just get rid of something. We got to do something different to it. So the what I can't speak on, because it's a secret, that's the reason why we charge, because we got to do something after you leave. You can't just get rid of something. You have to, like, for example, if say you come to my house and my Nganga's telling me to, you have a brujeria, that you have some negative spirits on you that are messing with you, that are, you know, I can't just go and clean you with something and then it goes away. It doesn't work that way. What I have to do is I have to get that negativity and put it, for example, if my Nganga tells me to clean you with a chicken, okay? So if they tell me to clean you with an susu, and susu is a chicken. So when what happens is when I'm cleaning you, I'm calling my spirits, I'm calling the forces of nature, so they can help me get that negative spirit from you and put it in the chicken. So once I'm done with that, my Nganga will let me know, and then it goes in the chicken away from you, and then you step out and you're clean, and that negative energy is in the chicken. So we have to grab that negativity from you and put it in the chicken. That's the reason why a chicken is used. It has to go somewhere. You can't just make it go away, because if you tell that negative spirit to go away, he's gonna be like, no, I'm not going nowhere. So the whole ritual that we do is we put that negativity in the chicken, and then it goes in the pot, and then from there we do what we gotta do after that. That's the reason why we charge. So to make it more understandable, so there's no way to get rid of negative energy. So what we need to do, we need to transfer that negative energy from your encombo, from your body, we transfer it to the chicken. And then you can leave after that. Once you're done, you know, depending on what the Ganga says, when you're done, that negative energy is in the chicken. And then we get the chicken and we do what we do with the chicken to get rid of it. And then depending also on say, if you get a cleaning and you live with, you know, you got a big family, so it's best to bring the whole family so everybody could get, I mean, obviously not everybody's going to have a bad spirit on them, but they can get a little huevo cleaning or something nice. And then sometime if it's like a heavy gangulero throwing something really heavy at you, I might have to go to your house and clean your house with whatever the Ganga tells me, any types of tools I got to clean your house with. I've been to a lot of people's houses, you know. Some people call me and say, hey, I hear things moving in my house. So I ask my Nganga, boom, boom, boom. We go down there, and we get rid of whatever any type of negative energies that are there, any like entities that are there bugging you, not letting you sleep for whatever reason. You know, somebody threw something at you and they don't let you sleep. So you call a gangulero, somebody like me. We go to your house. I take my empaca and bam, we'll get rid of whatever you got in there. These are a little bit more expensive because, you know, obviously we're using our gas and our tools and stuff like that. So that's a little bit more deeper than I wanted to get into because, I mean, now we're cleaning houses. But, yeah, we clean houses. We clean negative energies from your car, your vehicle. If it comes on in the reading, say you come to me, we're doing a reading with the shells or with the chamalongos. Yamputos, we're doing a reading and my ganga's like, hey, you gotta clean this guy, you gotta clean his vehicle because you're gonna get in a car accident, you gotta clean his house. Sometimes that happens, and it makes sense, you know. I mean, you're just gonna clean yourself, you're rid of everything, but you've been hanging around your house for, you know, 2-3 months before you came to me. So yeah, whatever's in your house, I gotta get rid of it too. So yeah, it's a lot of people that I've done that to, like go to the houses and clean them, they always let me know that, you know, they feel really good. When I do any types of work, I always do it with my heart. So the Nganga, I always guide myself with my Nganga and whatever the forces of nature tell me to do, whatever my Nkisis, my spirits tell me to do, that's what I do. And whatever it is, as long as it takes, I'll get it done. And like I said earlier, everybody is different. There's people in the world that are more susceptible to energies. I know I spoke about people that have a lot of spirits with them. Like I said, my nephew, he has a whole damn cemetery. Joseph, he has a whole damn cemetery. So the people that are more susceptible to having negativity around them are like people that are more spiritual, that, you know, they can see that you can see them, so that, you know, they latch onto you. And if they're negative, well, believe it or not, man, people like that, they got to clean themselves at least once a week, at least. Me, I clean myself a lot more than that because I help people, you know. It's not just my energy that pulls all that negativity. Now that I'm scratched, I'm open to the spiritual world. So yeah, they see me, they know, they see what I do. And there's been times where, say for example, I get a phone call like, hey, could you come clean my house? I got this, I got that. And I ask the ganga, and the ganga's like, yeah, you got to clean the whole damn family. You got to clean the whole house, this and that. Okay. So a lot of times that energy, those bad spirits or whatever you want to call them, I just say energies, they know that I'm coming. So they for example, one time I was going to my godson's house and I was going to clean his house. So whatever bad energy was there knew I was coming. So first I get into it with my lady because we were both going to go. And then we get into a big old argument, and I'm just like, you know what? It's that negative energy. It knows I'm coming. I'm going to get rid of it. So it's making us fight. Look, baby, I'm going to go on my own. Don't trip. I'm sorry. We apologize. Because we know the way the spirit world works. Sorry about that. And so I got out, and I put all my tools. I put my empaca. I took my embele. I took my funda. I took a bunch of different tools that I knew I was going to use. My batiti, I had an ensusu, I had all kinds of stuff. So I put everything in the truck, and I'm going out there in my little Honda, boo, driving out there. There's a accident on the freeway, so I reroute. Man, it took me about a 20-minute ride. Took me like at least a couple hours, man. I was going through this traffic. My GPS was rerouting me. By the time I got to his house, I looked at the map and I'm like, man, I could have just came down this street, you know? But it kept rerouting me to like 4 or 5 exits away from his house. And I went back, and man, it was crazy. And when I got there, I told my godson, damn, you know what happened? He was like, whoa, man, there's something bad here, huh? And I say, yep, there's something really, really bad here. So we got down to it. You know, I showed them how to clean. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We did this. We did that. Everything was good. Everything went perfect. After that, they felt really, really, really good. It happens. It happens. You know, there's sometimes people call me and they saying, hey, I need a reading, or hey, I need a cleaning. I'm like, hey, come down my house. You know where I live. They've been here before, you know. So it takes them like 2-3 weeks to come because, you know, something happens. And they call me like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it. So I remind them, hey, you have something negative on you. My muertos tell me, my nganga tells me, hey, they have something really bad on them. It's going to be very difficult for them to get here. And I remind them, I'm like, hey, you know, you got something really bad. So make sure you come on the day you say you're going to drop everything and come over here, because whatever you have is going to fight you. And sure enough, they make it, you know. Some make it through the day they say they were going to. Some take a couple more days, but they make it. And this is some real stuff, man. This is real, real, real stuff that people out there, man, they just do some nasty stuff to other people. And it affects their life. It affects their money. It affects their relationship. It affects their mind. It affects everything, man. And once they come and they see me and I help them out, they're good to go, you know? Like, it's just, it's good to know somebody that practices a religion, because they could tell you a lot of little limpias that you can do that no other religion will show you, because they don't practice that. I think they took all these cleanings, all these simple cleanings that we do with herbs, with a huevo, with all that. These other religions took it from us, because they know if we knew this, we wouldn't need them, you know? So I believe that happens, you know? I can't prove it, but I believe that happened. Because, see, like I said, I lived my whole life as a Catholic. And then once I hit the religion, you can feel how strong and beautiful this religion is, because it works, bro. I'm telling you, there's times when I come home and I just feel like shit. Excuse my language. But I clean myself and all of a sudden I got all this energy and I feel good. You know, I tell my lady, damn, let's go here. Let's go to the gym. Let's go here. Let's go there. And then I was like, man, when I was driving home from work, I was all drowsy and feeling ugly. It's because people hate on you, you know. People hate on you. Their thoughts, all that affects you. But once you start learning about the way the religion works, that's the way the world works, man. And you become a better person, you know. Your mind changes, the way you see things. Like, I know I spoke on this a couple episodes ago, like, negative people, man, they're always going to be negative people. So you can't get rid of negative people, because they belong here like just like we do. Just like us good people belong here, they belong here too. So when like I told you, I said this before, like when they do me something bad, I don't even hate them no more. I don't even bother hating nobody, you know. They're God's creation just like I am, you know. And as long as they don't mess with my money or mess with my well-being or my family or stuff like that, I just leave it be, you know. It's just, it does. I don't let it bother me, because if it does, it consumes my mind. You know, I don't let them bad people take any time that I have with myself thinking of what to do negative to them. Like, for what, man? Just let them be. They're miserable, you know. And anytime you have an enemy that doesn't like you, you end up finding out later that they're just miserable people, man. They're here to be miserable, you know. They're paying for something they did wrong, you know. Because you do pay for everything you do, man. You do pay for it. Okay, so back to cleanings. Cleanings with the Tata and Ganga. So the first thing I do when people come here, when you know, I tend to my muertos, I tend to my pot, and I ask for permission from Insambian Pungo. That's God. I ask for permission. I ask for his license. I ask Lucero. I ask for permission from Lucero, from my Nganga, from my Enfumbe Kauto. I ask for, like, you know, permission from my guardian angel. I ask permission from your guardian angel when you come to me. I ask, you know, before I do any type of cleanings to anybody. I always, if you ever had a cleaning, I know there's probably a few of you guys out there that have had cleanings with me, and you know that, say I'm cleaning you, for example, with the egg, and right before I do anything, I go in front of you, and I ask your guardian angel for permission. You know, I just let them know, hey, I'm here to help. I'm not here to do any damage or to hurt, you know, the person in front of me. I'm here to ask him for permission, just out of respect, you know, to your guardian angel, to Insambia, to Lucero, to the Ganga, to my ancestors, and you know, and I ask them I ask my ancestors to bless me to come. You know, I invite them to come, help me. You know, help me clean people. Give me the strength. Give me the mind. Give me everything I need to clean, to do a good job. You know, I know they're watching me, so I always try to do my best job. I always give my 100% on anything I do in the religion, because I know they're there. I can feel them, you know. And sometimes people get, sometimes my Nganga asked me to do a baño. Baños are done for every individual's different. So sometimes they're, you know, they ask for different types of herbs and stuff like that that'll help you in whatever situation you're in. So when they ask me to do a baño, it's called a lango congo. You hear me say lango congo? That's like holy water. It's like holy water in palo. You know what I mean? You know, you go to church and, you know, there's water right there that a priest prays on. Our holy water is the same thing, but it just has our baños. Like basically you're going to see a baño with herbs. You got some cascaria sometimes in there. Sometimes you got different types of herbs. You get there's hundreds of different types of baños that we make for different types of, you know, people, because not everybody has the same negativity on them. When you need a rompimiento, the strong cleaning, we always ask. There's a process, you know. We ask either with the coricells or with the chamalongos, yamputos. We ask if you need that type of cleaning. Sometimes the Nganga will tell me that you say, like, you come to me and you're in front of my Nganga, and my aunts, my muertos sometimes tell me that you have ingested some type of witchcraft. You know, you ingested some type of brujeria. So I'll prepare you a drink so you can drink it. It'll consist of whatever the muerto tells me to put in there. You know, there's a lot of ingredients that go into these drinks that help you fight whatever. That's those types of jobs that you do to people that they've ingested something. It's very difficult to take whatever you've ingested. It's very difficult to take out what you've ingested. So what we're trying to do when we make a drink for you to drink, to take that negativity out. So pretty much the drink is for you to throw up. And if you don't, it's not bad if you don't, but it's good if you do throw up, because you're throwing up whatever negativity people put on you. Believe it or not, man, people at work, they, you know, I've read people that they just ingest some really nasty stuff, man. And it's horrible, man. There's a lot of bad people out there, man. It's messed up to say, but you know, it could be usually it's a friend too, you know, a friend from work, like, hey, you want a coffee? You guys got to be careful. Don't be eating food from other people. I tell all my customers, don't trust nobody, man. Nobody, not even your own mom. Don't trust nobody, and you're going to be good. Cause man, I've seen some stuff that, you know, siblings do to each other, moms, parents, it's pretty bad. You know, a lot of people come in disguise, man. And I notice a lot of good people, we're just blinded. You know, we're blinded. Sometimes it's too late. You're already poisoned. or you already messed up, you know. A lot of times you got siblings that just ain't on your side, bro. Like, you could be 40, 50 years old, and all them years since you were young, they've been hating on you your whole life. And it's just, that's just the who they are. That's how they were made. You can't hate them back. You got to love them, you know, and just, you keep them at a distance, and that's it. That's all you can do. It's really messed up, but there's a lot of people, there's a lot of situations, especially with siblings, you know. There's a lot of jealousy, you know. They don't even have to be jealous of what you have. They could be jealous of your aura, you know. They know, like, the way you are. They can see your aura. They're just jealous of that you're a good person and they're not, you know. They're rotten, and it's just the way it is. It's really bad. So a lot of ingredients that go in those drinks, I can't reveal them because they're secrets from my house. They're secrets from my elders that given me secrets. So I out of respect to the religion and my elders, I won't reveal any type of ingredients that go in those. Every gangulero is different, obviously, you know. Sometimes fula is used in some cleanings. Fula is gunpowder that's used in a lot. I spoke about fula in a couple of other episodes, and fula is used sometimes to wake the muertos so they can come, or you use fula to kick a negative energy out. You can sometimes it's an ingredient in the drink, very little, but you know, us ganguleros from all the branches, we all have a special drink. It's called chamba. This chamba is a extremely strong drink that we make. The ingredients you get from that, you get that obviously from your godfather. And every house has, there's certain ingredients that everybody uses on those chambas, but every house is different. Cada muerto con su maña. That means that every spirit has their own, you know, their own way of doing things. So my chambas, the ingredients that I got from my godfather, and my godmother gave me ingredients, and my godfather gave me some ingredients, and then my muertos had me add more ingredients. So the chamba that I make, it's a lot different than it's just from my muerto. You know what I mean? But the main ingredients I got was from my godfather, from my godmother, and then I added some ingredients. So mine's a lot different than. That's what happens. Even my godkids, I told them, look, this is what you do. This is what I'm going to give you the ingredients that I got from my godfather. And, you know, if you want to add to it, you can add to it. If your muerto wants something different, boom, you do it. More power to you, you know, as long as you guide yourself with your pots and your muertos and stuff like that. But that chamba is used for you use it in the rituals to scratch people when you're initiating people. It's very, very strong, really, really strong. Everybody, when we're doing the ritual of scratching in my house, when I bust out my chamba, everybody's eyes start crying, and everybody's like, "Damn, what's in that thing?" Because I, you know, my muerto gets down on the ingredients, and everybody was like, "Damn." That's the like I said, I don't drink alcohol, but in rituals you have to drink a couple drinks a little bit. So I did drink a little bit of the chamba. I drank a little bit of the rum a couple of times, but nothing to you know, to get drunk off of. It's just, you have to. It's just, I know some people don't drink, but if you get in the religion, you pretty much have to take a drink or two, you know, on certain rituals that we do. It's not for to get drunk. It's just part of the ritual, which it's, you know, I mean, like me, I don't enjoy it because I'm not a drinker no more. So it's just something I have to do. I do it to get over with, and that's it. I don't get a buzz or nothing. It's just very, very little. So fula, that's chamba. I'm going to be naming some of the tools we use for cleanings, and the words I'm going to use are in Bantu, like sunga. Sunga is a cigar smoke. Sunga, when we do any cleanings with the sunga, you also have a cleaning of you can get a cleaning of sunga. Sunga is a cigar. And then the smoke in the cigar, we believe it to have a spirit in it. So we have a song for the sunga while we're cleaning you. And what we're doing is we're singing to the spirit inside the smoke to clean all the negativity. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. So every tool has a song. That's how beautiful this religion is, you know. So sunga is a smoke. Malafo, malafo, la limpio, malafo, la limpio. Arriba en combo, malafo, la limpio. So malafo is rum. Rum also has the power to clean. So if you ever, I'm sure if you're listening to this and you've been to my house, you know what we do with the rum. We spray it all over you. And, okay, and then lele is an egg. We clean you with eggs. Batiti is the herbs. Macaca is a coconut. We clean you with a coconut also. You can use coconut water to cleanse your head. If you feel overwhelmed or you feel negative, whatever, the coconut water, boom, it works really, really good. I've tried it. It's really, really good. You know, embele. Embele is the machete, the machete. Like I said, there's songs for every tool. And susu is a chicken, and then manga is a blood that we use. There's a bunch of other. There's hundreds of tools that we use, you know. And then with the reading, you know, you guide yourself with your nganga as you're cleaning. Lango Kongo is the holy water we use to clean. And all the rituals we do, all the singing and stuff. You know, if you ever had a cleaning with me, you see me sing. I'm not singing just to sing. I'm singing to call on the spirits to guide me, to help me clean you. You know, I'm calling on the mpungos. I'm calling on the elements of the forces of nature to come and clean you. And I've made a pact with all that. So. I have the right, I have the derecho to call them, to call upon them to come clean you, and they do, they come. You know, you always ask for permission, obviously. Lucero, all the time. Ensambri, primero ensambri en pungo. Jura Dios, mambe, salam aleikum, aleikum sala, dundo con dundo, endundo, empaca, empaca, cuenda empaca. Tres personas distintas, un solo Dios verdadero, Santo Tomás, ver para creer. Tendundo quimpuquele mani manzango, silambase lele, mande bicandiaco, bicandiaque, se mandie. Aterere sambe de aque, aterere sambe consulo, aterere sambe en toto, aterere sambe leri. Aterere el gran poder de sambe samberano. Aterere teterembúa, aterere checherembúa. Aterere tosimbuete. Aterere en tombo en bando malongo cunalongo, aterere en fumbe cano, aterere en fumbe cauto, aterere en fumbe ganga. Buen diambe son diambe tan de noche, achirinaco nacan diaca fuiri, si esto nace, si esta suena. Ganga simple en doqui, sopla giro llama noca, salen doqui medio finda. Yo sé que mi en ganga cunalongo un guayamoso cuenta gana mana, pone mana mene. Primero guardiero campo finda, sieta mero ceja monte, sala maleco guale a puerta, guisa licencia de todos los enfumbes, de todos los enganosos, de todas las gangas, de todos los gandos, licencia de todos los tatas que cuentan campo finda, licencia siete rayos, licencia zarabanda, licencia mamachola, licencia centellita, licencia madre agua, licencia de todas las gangas que cuentan. Que cuidan este mundanzo, licencia de mi ángel de guardia, licencia de mis guías protectoras, que sambi siempre cuatera todos los tatas que cuandan fuiri. So you guys hit me up if you guys want a reading over the phone, you want a reading with the shells, you want a reading with chamalongos y amputos, whatever you want, you guys just call me, you can call me, you can text me at 702-814-3140. Or you can go on my Instagram at sticks_bones, STICKS, double underscore, BONES. That's my Instagram. or you can email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next time.